Aw, did somebody's mommy have his little pee-pee snipped? Yup, just look at that circumcised penis you've got there. You had to say bye-bye to your foreskin before you even had a chance to have any fun with it. Just because it's routine to give baby penises a little cosmetic surgery. That's okay, though. You don't need it. Not just your foreskin, your whole penis. The doctor really should have saved you the trouble and just cut the whole thing off. Do you really think any girl would ever want an itty-bitty pee-pee inside her? Nope. All you ever do with it is jerk off, and you can't even do that right without your foreskin. You're just desperately trying to jerk what hasn't been cut off, and don't even get any pleasure until you have that weak little spasm you call an orgasm. It's no way to masturbate. I'll teach you how to feel good. Good during the whole experience and have a nice, strong orgasm. You're going to have to ignore that useless little dick of yours and focus on what hasn't had its nerve ending surgically removed. You know what I'm talking about. That special little spot hidden deep inside you. That's right. Your prostate. I want you to rub it and rub it and rub it until you just can't take it anymore and have a full body orgasm. Just like a girl. Obvious it'll take some time to get your body to adjust and, well, you won't be able to help yourself. You just keep playing with your little dick, at first, anyway. But you know what? If you learn to ignore it, the more you ignore it, the easier it will be for your body to recognize that it's not really your sexual organ. And it never was. Before you know it, you'll have your first prostate-only orgasm, and then another and another until that's the only way you can come. Your penis will be as useless to you as it already is to, well, women. The best part is that once it's pointless for you to get erections, your body will stop having them. Instead of getting a little stiffy, you'll just feel empty and wet and needy. That's right. You'll crave a nice, hard fucking right up your ass. Maybe you'll get lucky and meet a cute lesbian who'll see your penis as, well, nothing more than the little clit it already is. She can just pretend you're a butch girl and treat your anus like a pussy. Licking it, fingering it, fucking it with her strap on. Wouldn't that be nice, sweetie? Or you could get really lucky and find a nice trans girl with a big, uncut girl cock that she just loves to use on boys. You can finally learn what a foreskin feels like. Well, at least what it feels like in your anus. And your mouth. Just imagine your little pee-pee squirting its useless load on the ground because you're having a full body orgasm from a girl's penis rubbing back and forth against your G-spot. But she doesn't stop, you know. She just keeps fucking and fucking and fucking until she fills you up with an ice cream pie. See how that works? Her penis gives your ass a nice full orgasm. Your ass gives her penis a nice orgasm too. All with no hassle on what to do with your useless, tiny, circumcised clitty. So, if you want to get fucked by girls, you're going to have to start training now. Come on. Keep on fucking yourself until you can come solely from anal play.